myself, and we're ready to take off. Hope everybody's been having a good week this week, and pretty sure nobody's been cold, have you? Oh, it's been frigid. It's been frigid. Last night at our place, I know that that wind, I mean, it was just whipping and whirling, and we actually thought like maybe a raccoon or something was caught up in a vent because we heard bing, bing, bang. But come to find out what it was that wind, and it was whipping through our fireplace vents and just knocking and banging. Oh, it was cold. I thought for sure today that we would see on the news a bunch of trees that have fallen over. Maybe there has been some. I'll tell you, with the rain as well, just like Powder Springs Baseball Park down here, I don't know if anybody else has seen it, but it's totally flooded out, and like it does when it rains like that. But anyway, we're here, we're dry, and warming up, so it's good to see everybody today, and I hope everybody, again, has been having a good week. Let's jump right into things tonight and give you some updates on some people, go over some prayer requests, and we'll open up the floor for you guys if someone has a special prayer request. Let's continue to remember our children's home in prayer, staff and the children. I was up there today, first time in a while. I was up at CCH, but I was up there, and I met one of the new employees up there, Miss Christie. You met Miss Christie, and so that was a delight, and seeing some faces I hadn't seen in a little while, and went out to lunch with Brother Snyder and Brian and Brent, and comedy show, as you know, and we had a great time over at West Cobb Diner, as much as some of you know that as well. That's the place to go whenever you're eating with him, but had a great time today, been a good day today. But just remember the children's home, and let's continue to remember Brother Don and his appointments and updates. Do we know anything new? Are we scheduled to go back to Peru next week? Between now and then?
Don't know.
Oh, don't know. Wow. Man, it has been something, hasn't it? I mean, we're totally fine with that, with it being extended. But I know that duty calls for duty, and your desire is to be there. But we'll certainly be continuing to pray for you through this aggravating experience. Let's remember Brother Larry Bennett in his recovery. I seen him on Tuesday, yesterday, I believe it was. Of course, he's back to work, but you know, the incision and all, where they went in. He says it's actually still numb a little bit under his chin. But he's actually talking pretty good, Hassan. He's talking pretty good. But that scar, I mean, it's right across the throat. And but he's in good spirits. So appreciate Brother Larry's good spirit he has about himself. And just remember him. Pat Eccles, Brother Johnny. Miss Pat's arm is recovered at this point. She's recovered from that. The Prestridges, Aunt Sharon, knee surgery recovery, I believe Brother Chuck, and then Chuck's brother-in-law, or brother, Lewis, with his heart stent that he had in placed there just a week or so ago. Miss Claudia Darby, let's remember her. Brother Harold, didn't see him Sunday, and I don't believe he was here Sunday night either. And so let's remember Brother Harold in our prayers. The Palmers, Miss Connie Norton, Randy and Diane Ely, the Dailies, Ashworths, all of our shut-ins, including Barbara Anderson, Jimmy and Jenny Clanton, the McCrickards, Joyce Manning, and of course, James Tolan Brown that's in the Marines. I actually asked Brother Brian about James today. And it's kind of funny, I say, how's James Brown doing? Well, you know the singer James Brown. And but he's been in Okinawa. And so that was interesting. And but he's doing good. He's still serving in the military. And, of course, Kevin Brook, Champion Christian College. All right. Maybe someone has an update, a prayer request they'd like to make mention of. Hassan? They in Georgia? Okay. We're praying for them, man. We sure will. Thank you for sharing that. Jeff?
Yeah, I have a
Sure will, brother. Anyone else? Miss Glenda? Let's remember these requests tonight. Brother Seelong? Okay. Alan Jennings. Remember this, COVID and pneumonia. Jeez. I'm telling you, it's going around. Flu's going around. Stomach bugs going around. I don't know if I want to go around. But we will remember this request and all others. Anybody else tonight? Miss Mary. Sharing that. Let's remember this request tonight. Anyone else? Anything at all? All other unspokens? Yes. The Lord sees them all, knows them all. Well, let's remember all of these requests tonight. And, of course, we'll have a time of prayer together in just a moment. Let's remember this coming up Sunday morning. And Sunday night, back to both services, regular times, remember that. Hope everybody enjoyed this past Sunday night with our visitors. And what keeps jumping out to me from Sunday night, the message is just, as Brother Bo mentioned, the word sacrifice. Just sacrifice. If anything's going to happen, it's going to be through sacrifice. And so I appreciate that. And, of course, Brother Dakota and his singing. Appreciate all of them over at Grace. And so, again, remember this coming up Sunday morning and night. Really want the Lord to do something amazing. Remember Thursday for the women, which is tomorrow, at 11 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall, the ladies' prayer brunch. Remember that. Be a great time. And also pray for us. We've got a small visitation team, outreach team. We're just going to go out and just hit the pavement. It's just time to do it. We're going to do it. I'm just really burdened about this, and I'm excited about it. Just pray for us. The people we talk to, the doors we knock on, that people will be receptive. Now, I kind of got planned out for January to do it corporately as a church, but in February, I'll let you know ASAP what we're going to do in February as a church. Like I said, with this choir appointment for the Alan Barrett night and a couple other things, I wasn't able to get anything down corporately, but a small team, small group, we will go out and do that. Just pray that the Lord will send them in. I was thinking today, you know, you may knock on 99 doors, and I mean this, there may be one or two, there could be more, but there may be one or two you talk to. At the moment you knock on their door, the moment you talk to them, they are going through deep waters. Their family's going through struggles. They're wanting something real to experience. And at the right time, there you are talking to them. And in return, they come to church. That's the prayer, at least. We want to see souls saved and all of that. And so just pray for that. That's what we want to see. We just want to get the gospel out outside the doors of this church. So remember that. Also, as I just mentioned about the Alan Barrett night, that's going to be on the 21st, Sunday night over Eastwood. Does everybody know where Eastwood Baptist is at in Marietta? Okay, we'll give directions. We'll give directions on that. I wish we had a big van. We'll just load everybody up and drive over there. But that's going to be a great night. Again, choir practice will be for that. For those who can make it, we'll be on the 20th at 11 o'clock. And Eastwood Baptist is off of Allgood Road there. Well, it's in the bulletin. 1150 Allgood Road in Marietta. And so remember that. Again, a lot more things we're going to be doing. Otis Nixon next month. Jubilee in March. And so we just want to fill the calendar up and keep things rolling. All right. Anything to mention? Anything at all? Brother Don. Amen. We praise the Lord on that. That's what it's all about. Appreciate you sharing that, brother.
Talking about numbers and everything.
Yes.
Only three showed up to the service, but one of them said Christ.
How about that?
A third of the congregation.
Yeah, that's a good ratio. That is awesome. That is awesome. Praise the Lord. He's still saving souls. All right. Well, I always feel like I'm leaving something out, but we'll catch up a little later on whatever that is. And so, if that's all we have tonight, let's all meet together, all that can and would. We'll have a time of prayer together. Brother Jeff have a song, and then I want to mention something that's on our heart tonight that has been there for a couple of days now. Jeff. Take your Bibles tonight for a few moments and turn to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter number 1. Someone not long ago said, Justin, I'm sure I can tell you something that you didn't know about the Bible. I said, I'm sure you could. There's a lot I don't know about the Bible. He said, did you know that Paul's dad was crucified next to Jesus? And I was thinking, where in the world is that at in the Bible? And he said, well, Romans says, my old man is crucified with Christ. I said, you got me. You got me. That's a good one. That's a good one. And I thought that was pretty good. You know, I don't know how people come up with these things unless it's during study time you happen to think that way. Old man is crucified with Christ. All right. Ephesians chapter number 1. I want to read in just a moment verse number 3 down through verse number 7. I've shared these verses before. These are verses, though, that need to be repeated often. I think that a lot of people who get saved, they don't really know what all they have in Jesus. I don't know about you tonight or not, but I have to remind myself often who I belong to, and who's in charge, and that He has a plan for my life and a purpose, and that He works all things together for good. And so I was reading through Ephesians this week, and these verses just found a lodging place in my heart, so I just want to share them once again with you tonight. Hope to be a blessing to you. But in Ephesians chapter number 1, in verse number 3, the Bible says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Well, that's a mouthful in verse 4. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. I know the thought there continues, but we're going to stop there in verse number 7. And I'm interested tonight in verse number 3, in that phrase that says that who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. The word blessings here, if you look it up, means benefit. And so we could say, who hath blessed us with all spiritual benefits. So with that idea, tonight I just want to share with you this subject, spiritual benefits. Spiritual benefits. And again, I think it'll just do us some good to be refreshed on some of these benefits because we have some benefits in Jesus. And he mentions here heavenly places, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings or benefits in heavenly places in Christ. A lot of people give their interpretation there of heavenly places, but in my research and studying different commentaries, it can mean different things, but a lot of them kind of stick with the same idea. And that is, we know that God and Jesus is in heaven, heavenly places. We know that all blessings flow from them. Heavenly places can also mean out of reach from the robbery of man. Man cannot take our salvation. Man cannot take anything that we've been blessed with spiritually. But heavenly places also is in reference to things pertaining to heaven, in relation to heaven. And so I'm glad that when we get saved, we have some spiritual benefits that come from God out of heaven that are related to heaven and that pertain to heaven, that are out of the reach of the robbery of man. So I'm thankful for that tonight. So what are some of these spiritual benefits? Well, number one, in verse number four, there's the word chosen. Chosen. Now, we're not getting too deep in that word chosen, because there's a lot who think differently of that word chosen. Some were chosen, some weren't chosen. Well, I believe it's a whosoever will gospel. But we are going to look at it on face value in the context we believe it's written in. He says, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. What we see here is that, number one, we have been chosen. However you look at it, we've been chosen. And again, God has chosen all men to salvation. Many are called, few are chosen. Well, those who are chosen are those who answer the call. Now, again, he has called all men to repentance, but yet we know that all men will not repent. But we have been chosen. It's a good feeling being chosen. I can remember growing up playing kickball at school, and they'll have the line of boys and girls, and, you know, I'm like, pick me, and I'll take this one, I'll take that one, I'll take that one. And they just, you know, go right by me, won't pick me until the other team picked me, and I got up there and kicked that ball over the fence. Guess who they picked next time? They picked me. They picked me. They chose me. They chose me. Now, notice this. He says, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. You know what that tells me? That he has chosen us before the foundation of the world. That means that our lives matter. Our lives matter. Before he created the world, our lives mattered, and he chose us. Our existence tonight is not an accident. I got to thinking about this, that God has been thinking about us even before he said, let there be light. That's the foreknowledge of God. That is God choosing us. And so tonight we have been chosen. We are important people tonight. Our lives matter. Our existence matters. Again, before he even said, let there be light, he hath chosen us. So, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, a spiritual benefit, a spiritual blessing, just the reality of knowing we've been chosen tonight is a blessing and ought to uplift our faith. Number two, notice again in verse number four, not only the word chosen, but the word holy here. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Holy. When we look at the word holy here, at least I can see, I'm sure you do too, two specific things. Number one, I see justification. Justification basically means just as if I've never sinned. And so that's at least one way of looking at it. And so we have been justified. We have been made holy. We have been made blameless through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So he says that we should be holy. And I want to say tonight that we had been made holy through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the work of salvation, the plan of God, through his righteousness. We have been made holy. And so not only does holy here mean justification, but also tend to think and believe it means sanctification. That we should live, he says, or that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Well, through justification, we have been made holy and blameless before him. But there's a practical side as well. the part of sanctification, that part of getting made conformable to the image of His Son, that daily battle, the daily option of choosing to live holy. Because we have been chosen in Him, we should and will, if you're saved, move towards holiness and blamelessness. And so I see a twofold thing here, justification and sanctification. I just believe tonight that someone who truly knows Jesus will move toward holiness in a very practical way, already being made whole positionally. Because of justification and sanctification, we are fit to serve Him and worship Him despite of our shortcomings. And of course, you know, tonight it's not our righteousness, but His righteousness that has been imputed unto us, given unto us on our account. And because of that, again, we can serve, worship, and live for Him no matter what. You remember the story of Philemon and Paul and Onesimus? Love that short book. There's a whole lot in that little short book. But we know that Onesimus did something wrong to his master, Philemon. And the way the story reads is that Onesimus, he left. And if you go back and you look and you attach all the strings together, we know that Onesimus ran into Paul, came in contact with Paul at some point. And we believe, I tend to think, that it was while Paul was in jail, perhaps Onesimus ended up meeting Paul in jail and trusted the Lord as his Savior. Paul writes the letter back to Philemon, sends Onesimus. I like to think that God blessed the broken road that led Onesimus back to Philemon. And so it comes with the book of Philemon. And in that book it says, whatever he has wronged thee, put that on my account. In other words, Paul says, whatever he did to you, however he wronged you, put that on my account, my account. Tonight, all of our sins, all of our wrongdoings has been placed upon Jesus. That's been placed upon Him. His righteousness has been imputed to us. That is a grand and glorious, magnificent knowledge, truth of knowing that we are made whole. We are righteous tonight. I tell you, some of my shortcomings, I have to come back to the book of Ephesians and read this and know that I am holy and without blame before Him because of my position. While I strive in a very practical way to be holy. And so tonight we see holy. Holy. We are made holy. Tonight we see that we are chosen. One of my favorite ones is that last word in verse number 4. And that is the word love. According as it hath, as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. In love. This is the love of God here. The love of God chose us. The love of God deposited, He deposited Himself in the virgin womb and lived His life and died upon the cross, was buried, raised again. It was the love of God. And so He's talking about God's love here. All of this happened because of God's love. The word love here, of course, is the Greek word agape, unconditional love. We were chosen by the unconditional love of God to salvation. Y'all know this. We didn't earn it. We don't go to church. We're not here tonight trying to earn or merit salvation. We're here tonight because we have salvation if everybody here is saved. You know, we have that desire to come be in the house of God tonight. And the only reason why we have that salvation is through the unconditional agape love of God. He hath chosen us according to His love. So, not only we were shown agape love, but we are to show agape love. That is the hardest thing to do, is to love people. Let me just say this, to love specific people. It's easy to love the lovable. It's hard to love the unlovable. Or the irritating. It's hard to love. We I don't know about you, but I find myself at times, I don't do it intentionally, Now, I love the lovable. I try to love the unlovable or the irritating. And, you know, we put these hoops out. You know, if you don't do this, I love you. You know, and so, you know, jump over this hoop, jump in that hoop, hit this hurdle. But at the end of the day, how are we loved? Unconditionally. And so it's a very hard thing to do. And the only way to do that, to love somebody unconditionally, is through the love of God, knowing that we've been loved unconditionally, and to love others unconditionally. But that's another word. Spiritual blessing, spiritual benefit, just the reality of the believer is how much we are loved. What a blessing tonight. Now, verse number 5, there's the word adopted, or adoption. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, again, Ephesians, I mean, it could be studied for a year, you know, months upon months, word upon word, really diving in and getting into these things. So I'm trying to just give some surface things here out of these verses. But the word adoption, I love the word adoption. We know that we have been adopted by God into his family. We have been placed as children into the family of God. The Gentiles have been engrafted in. And, you know, adoption is special for many reasons. But I like this one reason. I go back to the whole being selected for kickball thing, is that we were selected. We were selected. Now, if I was making my selection, again, picking people for a team or picking people to love, I would pick the lovable. I would pick the talented. I would pick the creative. I wouldn't pick the little runt over here that can't play. The one that is hard-nosed, stiff-necked person, I would not pick. God picked us, didn't he? He selected us. He adopted us. The moment we said, I do to Jesus, he placed us in the family. We have been adopted. The study goes much more deeper than that. Really don't give it justice just by saying that and giving an illustration, but we have been placed in the family of God. Like the old song says, I'm so glad to be a part of the family of God. You know, we have a family. And listen, what I'm about to say, I mean it with all my heart, and I know I've got family watching, and so I'm close to my family. I'm close. I'm close to those on Christie's side of the family. But I'm just as close to you, and in some cases, a little more. And I mean that. It's the family of God. And so we see that we have been adopted into a family, and that is the family of God. All right, so it doesn't matter a person's past. He wants to adopt you, the Lord. Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor or what you've done or didn't do, God is looking to adopt tonight. And you know one way that he does that? And this is what has been convicting me for the longest and been a burden on my heart. How he does that is by sending his messengers out to preach the gospel. That's how he does it. And he uses us to give that gospel for people to say yes, and then he adopts them into his family. Adoption. Look at verse number 6 for a moment. There's the verse or the word accepted. He says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. That word accepted. We have been accepted. Not only adopted, but accepted. Although some of these are kind of the same, but they are much different. Has anybody in here ever been rejected? Has anyone ever told you, no, you're not good enough? You're not talented enough? We don't want you. Just been rejected. I'm sure we've all, at one point in time of our life, we've been rejected. Told we're not good enough, not able. We don't meet the standard. Well, the word accepted here means highly favored or approved. We have been approved. Back to that story of Philemon and Onesimus and Paul. Paul talks about in that story, in that book, that before Onesimus left, he was unprofitable. But upon his return, he is now profitable. And it was all because of him meeting the Lord. You know, before I met Jesus, I was unprofitable. Before you met Jesus, you were unprofitable. But since we met the Lord, and because he is our value's gone up. We are now profitable. We're profitable. We are highly favored. We're approved, if I could say it that way. We have been accepted in the Beloved. And since we've been accepted in the Beloved, we are profitable. And so God the Father has approved us through God the Son. I wrote this down. I had no gift to bring, no righteousness to glory in. Low down, dead beat, dirt bag was I when I came to the King. Yet he put a robe on me, a ring on my finger, shoes on my feet, and there's been rejoicing ever since. Ever since. Accepted. I'll leave you with one more. Done a little early tonight. Verse number 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. We've been redeemed, not only accepted, but we've been redeemed. We have redemption. The word redemption here, it means deliverance. It means ransomed in full. He paid the price. Sin had us bound. We could not get unbound on our own. The price was more than we could pay. We were in debt. But he paid a debt, like the song says, he paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. Thank the Lord, he washed my sins away. And tonight we all stand, those that are saved, free from the power of sin, from the penalty of sin, and one day we are going to be free. Praise the Lord, I can't wait, from the presence of sin. Presence of sin. All because the redemptive plan of Jesus, the redemption found in Christ, and the forgiveness of sins. And so we've been redeemed, we've been accepted, we have been adopted. There's the word love. We are loved. We have been chosen, and just some spiritual benefits. We have some blessings that come from God out of heaven, that are related to heaven, pertaining to heaven, that's out of reach from the robbery of man. What a blessing tonight. I don't know about you, but I needed this today, this week, and I hope it was a blessing to you tonight. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you. We praise you. God, we just scratched the surface. We preached this before, and my intentions tonight was not to just preach or teach, speak another lesson and go to the house, God, but there's so much power in these verses. The reality of them, Lord, should encourage our hearts, and I hope it did that. Lord, I just pray that you would take the words that were shared tonight from my mouth, God, and I pray that there was something that was said that was good, good enough translated that would be a help to your people tonight, Lord. Thank you for your word and the truth of your word. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving in our heart. Amen. Anything you want to mention? Any feedback or? I agree. Well, thank you for sharing that. comments? Anybody else before we leave? All right. Well, you're dismissed. Everyone be safe. We'll see you again on Sunday morning, the Lord willing.